Kurt, the National Letter of Intente, come and gone, but I mentioned a 5 a.m. until 8 p.m., at least media affair down at Boise State. I don't know how you assess its success, but just look at the monster it's become as it relates to a marketing machine to, I don't know, quench the thirst of people. What's your take on all that?
Well, it's certainly a little of both. I know it was a busy day for a lot of people, and it almost is... Well, seems kind of like the NFL draft a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you can just tell by the way we, you know, we preview all the guys and the video and all the stuff that goes into it. Great marketing outreach opportunity for us, no doubt. And we do a lot during that day. You know, we have the breakfast in the morning where we invite the media, our coaches club.
Thanks people, for the donuts, by
people,
the way.
You betcha. People come down to get kind of a, I know, to get a kind of a close look inside behind the scenes. And then we do the same thing for that group at lunch because we've got probably about 140 members in that club.
So the coaches club people were invited both for the 5 a.m.er and then they came back
the
for
noon
a
luncheon.
Noon.
That's correct. Now, the noon luncheon, that's the one that doesn't involve the media, but that's, you know, a lot of our staff and the people that can't make that earlier one, which, you know, starts at the crack of dawn. So, and then all the press conferences in between there and the video show and then Big Al's last night for the general public. And it was a long day, but a really good day for us. And it's a lot of work, but it gives us so much ability just to reach out to those that obviously are very close to the program, and then it also gets it out there for people that, you know, can't come down to campus and watch it or get to Big Al. So it was a great day for us.
I asked Coach Harsin what would happen if this rule goes through that institutes another letter of intent day for high school seniors in December. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it even being pushed up a little bit from where the junior college date is now. I think it was the first or second day, and was it the second Saturday or something in December, Prater?
I believe that is correct, yeah.
On a Saturday?
Well, I don't know if it's a Saturday.
Do they have a date, Kurt? Do you know, like, a date, or is it just sometime in
December? I haven't heard a specific date. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have one. You know, that probably gets a little bit more tricky with signing day now that I'm just thinking about it for the first time right now in terms of signing day. But I would say that that's probably going to look a little different because our season isn't over yet, you know,
right.
then. So.
Right.
I don't think you're going to have our football staff and all the guys in football and our athletic department staff, you know, worrying about a big signing day event, you know, a couple weeks before we play in a bowl game. So that maybe could look a little different, or maybe we do the signing day and then, you know, do something later in January or something like that.
When the February date comes
around.
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
We were talking a lot about it too, and Coach Harsin told us the thing will happen is that in the earlier one in December, take a kid like Chase Cord, who's just been hanging out. In right. other words, he's been committed forever. Nobody can talk to him anymore because he doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
He's ready to roll. Why should he have to wait till February? Let's go.
Right.
He said those kinds of guys will go in December. I don't know who that leaves for February, but yeah. I was wondering about, let's just say you were recruiting me.
Yeah.
And back in that day, I had a few academic things that had to get worked out.
Yeah.
How do you forecast some of that? You say now, Caves, if we sign you in February, how do I know you're going to do what you need to do between February and, you know, June or whenever when you're supposed to get that degree
yeah.
or pass that class with that grade? How does that work?
Well, sometimes you take a chance, you know, and some guys may not have a good spring and it might go south on them, which causes some other issues in terms of being eligible and all that kind of stuff. But you know, for the most part, that stuff's usually done in that last spring semester in high school. We really don't roll the dice that much. We kind of know, you know.
He's already looking at me.
We kind of know. So, you know, in your case, yeah. Jeff, depending on that high school academic record, we might know a little bit more about you.
We'll
going
be getting
into
back to you. That's how it works. Basically, we'll say we'll get back to you yeah. on that.
I look at that December signing day. I think that's a good thing. I really do because, you know, our coaches work so hard, you know, just for a year and a half leading up to that time. But you talk about guys grinding for 6 weeks, starting the 1st of January or whatever that date is. You know, it's after the dead period.
Right.
That's three and a half straight weeks on the road. All these weekends that we bring in these last, you know, the last visits for the guys that we're chasing. And, I think that would relieve actually a lot of the pressure, not only on our staff, but I think even the kids that are recruiting, like you say, if they've made their mind up already, and their semester's over, you know, their first quarter semester, whatever it might be in high school. So that's over. And, we usually by that time, you know, have a pretty good idea about how kids going to do academically. So that, I think it's a good thing.
Looks like that signing period is the third Wednesday in December and it lasts for 72 hours.
Wow.
Can we have a signing day party for 3 days?
There you go. Well, and depending for us, you know, if you're in Vegas or, well, not San Diego anymore, but you got Vegas, on the 17th and the Cactus Bowl's right after Christmas. And if we're in a big game, that's in January. I don't see a big signing day party in the month of December.
No, for anybody.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be the last 3 days before the dead period goes into effect.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
Kurt Apsche's our guest, Ask the AD, joining us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket, Caves, and Prater, talking about Letter of Intent Day. We also looked at these trips and Coach Harsin during his Huddle Up with Harsh segment at 2 o'clock here on The Ticket on Thursdays. He was talking about the high closing ratio of kids who get it on campus. We looked it up, and there is no limit to how many, I guess, official visits you guys can offer.
Mm-hmm.
There's just budget limitations. Is there?
There's but, and now it's limited on the kids. You know, they can only come
exactly.
a certain
but
amount
I mean,
of time.
For you guys.
Yeah, we don't go overboard. There's a budget, you know, but we got to be careful and we got to watch it closely. And, you know, for the most part, guys coming on campus, really the biggest expense for us that's changed is, you know, now the ability to pay for more than just the kid to come visit you. So, you know, you can help with the family flights and all that kind of stuff now. So families that come in, the change in the rule and the legislation that happened a year ago, maybe 18 months ago.
Right.
So, now you're not just, you know, bringing in the kid because some of those kids can't afford to bring mom and or dad. And now, we're able to do that.
How do you go through all that with a kid? I mean, or the parent, or do you, the coaches just know, or?
You mean in terms of
who's coming, who we're paying for, where they're staying, how much money they're getting? I mean, you got to have an NCAA person with them would think the whole thing is so scrutinized.
You know, I'll probably just talk more about the January, February visit. Well, really not February because it was on the first, but those 3 weekends in January, very few, of the kids that we brought back or we brought to campus for their recruiting visit came without either mom or dad. There's a few that come just because, you know, mom and dad can't make it for whatever reason. But for the most part, usually we have one parent with them.
And you can pay for one or both?
Yeah.
Is it just parents or?
Just
sisters,
that's good
brothers?
Questions. It can be the parents, but I know we had one kid that I think brought in an uncle that we really had to do some checking on, but the uncle's relationship with the kid was not, you know, an uncle that's living in another state. This uncle was, you know, part of the family. I don't know the exact rule, but we have to check on that. So we certainly do all that and vet through all that before we do it.
So the airline is where the money's at. I mean, that's where a lot of the expense comes on these trips. Then you got a hotel expense.
Not only that, but you know, you're not. In some cases, if you've got maybe a late interest or something like that, you know, you're booking a flight with 4 or 5 days notice. So it's
from Alabama, it's from Texas, from Florida.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Has the recruiting budget grown as much as other budgets have grown around college football?
Well, it has in some cases for some of our sports. And if it hasn't, then what our coaches will do is they'll put forth a kind of an estimated budget of what they think it's going to cost above and beyond what we already give them in the beginning of the year, and then they're responsible to go out and raise that money. So,
well, we were listening to what the college football playoff people are distributing to each SEC school. Did you hear any of that?
Saw that number.
Do not depress him. He's going to walk out and leave.
I saw that number. I was hoping it was like $37 million. I didn't want it to be $40 million. I was... Yeah, that surprised me.
You were hoping it was 37 because your budget's 38, and you didn't want a one-time check to Trump.
He's a smart guy. He figured that out pretty quick why it went to 37.
Well, Kurt, my point with all that is I was thinking we're paying a offensive or defensive coordinator at LSU $1.8 million, and a defensive coordinator at Clemson's getting $1.7 million. 50-some coaches make less than him. They're head coaches at other schools. And I'm wondering that somebody isn't going to rise up and say, enough's enough. I mean, you guys are tremendous executives, very talented, but there are CEOs out there that are responsible for a lot more than you that don't make that. We got to reform this. There doesn't seem to be a ceiling for some of these places. Do you think it just continues to escalate because they got to put the money? Are some of these schools getting to the point where they don't know where else to put this money?
Well, I would, my personal opinion is I think it's completely out of control. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great football coaches around, and I'm sure that, you know, some people can justify that spending and what they're worth. But in terms of your question about whether or not I think it's going to keep going, I don't see any reason why it's not going to keep going up. And that's the scary part, especially for schools, you know, in the group of five that they don't have that $40 million media money coming in. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, that is a lot of money that somehow they're figuring out a way to spend it.
Well, that's what I don't get. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I just think there's a limitation to creative ways to spend that dough.
Well, you know, some schools have the philosophy of, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep somebody, or we're going to do whatever we can to get a plane, or we're going to, you know, I mean, it's a matter of where you're at and how much you can afford. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they all have budgets. I was just kind of looking at some comparisons a couple weeks ago with Boise State versus, you know, the Big 12, which we've talked about on this station, and I'll get Baylor's a great example. You know, we play Baylor in a bowl game and we're $38 million and they're $110 million. You know, and I don't mind comparing apples to apples, but that's just not a comparison, and that's just really hard to compete against.